Greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
I was talking when you turned that on.
You better get going, Sister Amon. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You got your edification all ready for today?
I do.
I do, too. It's that time once again.
Mm-hmm.
Another day has passed, and we're thankful for today.
We are.
We hope you're all doing really well. We traveled today. We got to the town where we're going to be doing a preach tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then we worked online. We got a couple testings up. We got a testing of the Master's University exposed.
Yep.
We got a testing up of another ministry man we met that we needed to expose. We got a teaching up called Are You a Spiritual Pervert? Yeah, check that out. It'll explain itself. And Brother Akuo did a study that he posted. And I think you're posting some other things. So
mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good stuff going on up at the Ecclesia gathering area. We handed out the gospel today.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Three guys were painting the parking lot. They got the gospel. And then In the park, we went to a park. First when we got here, what did we end up doing?
Cleaning the van. That was nice. It really needed it. Hadn't done that for a little while.
We cleaned our van. Brother Cool cleaned his van. And it was nice to get them all cleaned and in order.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. So that was awesome. And then we parked for the night. Sister Amon and I took a walk. And when we came back, we're sitting outside talking with Brother Kuo. And this big truck with a trailer pulls up. And it's a cowboy cook. He looked like a cowboy, too.
He sounds like it, too.
Yeah. He drove up and he asked us if we would keep an eye on his truck. He has to park it here and then walk over to the hotel. And I said, well, we'll be sleeping at night. But I said, while we're up, we'll check it out and keep an eye. And he goes, okay, that'd be great. He goes, I'll pay you with food. I said, you don't have to do that, sir. And I gave him the gospel. Sure enough, he came back. He brought us, what did he bring us, Sister Amon?
Steak. Perfectly warm steak.
Three giant, he asked how many people are with you. I said, three. Three giant steaks that were the best steaks I've ever had. We just had little pieces of it tonight.
Yeah, we nibbled on some of it.
It's the best steak I've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, what a blessing it was. Thank you, Father. That was awesome. Awfully nice of him.
It was, yeah.
And so, and he got the gospel.
Yeah, he did.
And he was thankful.
Yeah, he was very kind.
So, yeah. So that was awesome. So that was pretty much our day. Tonight, what are we going to do tonight, Sister Amon, to edify people?
We each just picked something from the Old Testament and something from the New Testament.
Oh, I like that. You go first. Okay. What do you got from the Old?
I got Joshua 2, 9 through 11. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hid... Oh, I'm sorry. This is about Rahab when she hid the spies. And she's talking to them. She said, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terrors have fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites. They were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. And I just love that because she wasn't even an Israelite.
No.
And she was fearing their God, hearing it all. And She was blessed because
of the reputation of what God was doing preceded it all. And then I think that's interesting how Christ's bloodline comes from Rahab.
Yeah, she had faith. I love that.
By the way, we're sitting outside. You could probably hear the traffic roaring by. Beautiful night tonight to be sitting outside.
Oh, what a blessing to have a spot where we can sit
out. All right, I'm going to pick Old Testament scripture. I'm picking a famous one. Psalm 23, 1 through 4. I don't know why. I was thinking about sheep and shepherds today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me.
Amen.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
That should be really comforting for all
comforting.
Of us.
That is comforting.
Yeah. So what do you got from the New Testament?
I have Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God.
I like that, filled with the fullness. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I picked Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Kind of a bedrock verse here for me. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him. Oh, I'm sorry. I posted that scripture twice. Liken him which built a house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which shall build his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Pretty simple, pretty basic. Build on the rock and do the things he says, you'll survive. Rebel, do spiritual witchcraft, which is rebellion. And you're going to be washed away in the tribulations of life. And this
great will be the fall.
Yeah, great will be the fall.
We don't want that.
We
want great will be the one who rises up in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So that's our edification for you today. Tomorrow, we got to get up early and head to where are we going? A big...
Supposed to be an art fest in a big park.
So art fest in a park.
See.
And so we're excited to go do it with Brother Kuo. We'll see how it goes, if they give us access or if we have to stand on the outside, but... Got to be glorified either way.
Yeah, I kind of like it when they stream by.
Yeah, it is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's peaceful. Well, praise God. Let's see what happens tomorrow if we get the day.
Yeah, we'll see what the day brings, and then Sunday we'll be going standing outside another church. But
Lord willing.
If the Lord allows us. So hopefully you're edified by that. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering page. All those links and teachings and studies are posted for your edification. And if the Lord wills, we'll have audio and video tomorrow, hopefully from the preach to come.
Yeah, amen.
Any other thoughts, Sister Amin?
I'm hoping tomorrow maybe somebody will have ears to hear, and if not, God's going to be glorified anyway. And I hope all the listeners are striving on.
Amen.
Because he is worthy.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for everything God does for us, and no, I'm not going to go and eat any more of that steak tonight. It's late. But I want to.
That's going to be for tomorrow. I don't have to cook. All I have to do is warm it up. That's awesome.
Brother Kuo is going to be surprised when he sees that I took a picture. Because he broke and he went to his van before the guy came.
Yes.
He's going to be surprised when he sees that.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Amen.
All right.
God.
We love you all. Hold fast. Check out all those resources. And make sure you're cutting the Word of God straight. Not twisting it. And that's what my audio about spiritual perverts is all about. Don't corrupt the Word of God. Cut it straight and follow it and obey it.
Amen.
All right, we love you all.
May God be praised.